This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India and Oman marked a significant milestone in their bilateral economic relations by signing the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Sultan of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. They welcomed the signing of the agreement. Mr. Modi discussed strategic issues of mutual interest with him at the Royal Palace, where he was warmly received by the Sultan and accorded a ceremonial welcome. Both the leaders met in one-on-one and delegation-level formats. Affirming that it would significantly strengthen the India-Oman strategic partnership, the two sides also signed 6 agreements and MOUs in the fields of maritime cooperation, higher education, agriculture, millet cultivation, and an MOU between the Oman Chamber of Commerce and Industry and Confederation of Indian Industry as well. Prime Minister Modi was conferred with the Order of Oman Award by the Sultan of Oman for his exceptional contribution to India-Oman ties and his visionary leadership during a ceremony at the Royal Palace in Muscat today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has since left for Delhi after concluding his successful 3-nation visit to Oman, Ethiopia and Jordan. Union Ministers Amit Shah, Dr. S. Jaishankar and Jagat Prakash Nadda today congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on being conferred with the first class of the Order of Oman, the highest civilian honour of Oman. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "The honour being conferred on the Prime Minister is a grand endorsement of his statesmanship and his acceptance as a global leader." Dr. Jaishankar said that the bestowal of the honour is an acknowledgement of Prime Minister Modi's steadfast commitment towards strengthening the India-Oman partnership. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said that the honour is a matter of immense pride for every Indian. The Parliament has passed the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Shanti Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha passed the legislation yesterday. It replaces the Atomic Energy Act 1962 and the Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act 2010. The legislation aims at the development of nuclear energy and ionizing radiation for nuclear power generation for the welfare of the countrymen. It also seeks to provide a robust regulatory framework for its safe and secure utilization. Replying to a discussion on the bill, Minister of State for Atomic Energy, Dr. Jitendra Singh said, "Be it cancer treatment with nuclear medicine or food preservation or in the fields of agriculture, nuclear technology is contributing in a big way." He assured the House that there will be no compromise on the safeguard aspects.
No compromise will be made with any safeguard. There were apprehensions in the CLND that the supplier was made party to the liability, which had caused some amount of reservation on the part of the investors. So that part of CLND is also being accordingly handled with and modified.
Rajya Sabha has taken up discussion on Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. Under the legislation, a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. IU Secretary Vaidya Rajesh Kotecha has said that bilateral discussions for strengthening cooperation in traditional medicine were held with around 16 countries during second WHO Global Summit in New Delhi. Addressing a press conference at the second day of the summit today, Mr. Kotecha added that these include Brazil, United Arab Emirates, Malaysia, Mexico, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Vietnam and Bhutan. Haryana's Ketan Malik has been crowned as the national champion in the women's 10-meter air pistol event at the 68th National Shooting Championship competitions in New Delhi. Ketan today struck the gold with 240 ahead of Meenu Pathak of Delhi, who took silver with 238.4. And that is the end of this news bulletin.